For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Becca Schimmel. Issues impacting the global economy, like trade wars and tariffs, are on the minds of many Americans these days. The Owensboro Area World Affairs Council is hosting a lecture tonight exploring problems with the global economy. I sat down with Western Kentucky University's Professor of Capitalism, Dr. Brian Strau, to hear more about his talk.
The talk is going to be based on problems with the global economy. And the gist of this is that the global economy has been slowing down. All the top five economies, U.S., China, Japan, Germany, and the United Kingdom, are all growing more slowly this year than they have over the last 5 years. And so this is definitely a concern, both for us in America, because we would like to see our incomes increase, but also because we'd like to sell things to other parts of the globe, and their incomes are not increasing.
There's a lot of trade tensions going on, and that affects a lot of different types of businesses in our region. Will you be addressing those as part of your talk?
I am. There'll be a few factors I point to, and nothing as large in terms of scale as the U.S.-China trade war. These are the two biggest economies in the world, getting in a bit of a contest of who can destroy the other's economy more quickly. And both economies are slowing down as a result. The United States exported $40 billion less in terms of goods and services to China this year than we did last year at the same point.
And for people who maybe don't know the connection, how does this region relate to the global issues of trade?
Yeah, the Kentucky, in South Central Kentucky specifically, is very much an active participant in the global economy. We are heavy into the automotive sector, and very few automobiles are completely built in any country. And so parts move between countries. Some of your car comes from one country, some from another, and we are very dependent on the global supply chain. So while we may put some cars together here, much more often we're shipping parts to other parts of the world so that cars can be assembled. And so when international trade breaks down, that comes and hits home directly here. We certainly do have a large number of farmers still in South Central Kentucky, and Kentucky more broadly, who are very much active participants in the global economy. We grow way more corn and soybeans than we'll ever consume in the United States. And so having access to global markets is very important for the pocketbooks of farmers.
And so thinking back about this event and your talk, what are you hoping are the takeaways people will get from hearing what you have to say?
Well, usually they come away depressed. I don't think it's me necessarily that I'm a depressing person. I want to focus on the things that keep us as a global economy from reaching our fullest potential. And there's some things that we don't have full control over. For instance, demographic changes. The average age now in Japan and Germany is over 47. That is going to impact how your economy grows. When a larger and larger percentage of your population are retirees, on the one hand, that's awesome. We get to live longer. I want to live longer. But if a larger percentage of your population is no longer working, it does make it more difficult to achieve economic growth. So I think one of the takeaways is that governments need to stop being bad actors, bad faith actors. We don't need the Venezuelas of the world chasing 4 million people away, helping to destroy the economy of South America as a continent. That's a big takeaway. But the other takeaways are that there are some demographic challenges with respect to changing ages, amounts of government debt that governments are accumulating that we do need to pay attention to.
We've been speaking with Dr. Brian Strau, a professor of capitalism at Western Kentucky University. He'll deliver a lecture about the problems facing the global economy tonight at 7 p.m. Central at Owensboro Community and Technical College. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel.